Megillas Eicha in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Hey, we make what is the first of many allusions throughout the day of Tibav, both in Eicha and then in the Kinos tonight and tomorrow, to the effect that the Churban had on the children. The end of Pasuk Hey, we mention that Olaleha Holchu Shvi Lifnei Tsar. The Olaleha are the young fruits. But Chazal understand that this is an allusion not to fruits, but to the young children who are the fruit, or if you will, the apple of the eye of their parents and really of the entire Jewish people. How the children in particular are singled out as having been taken to be captive. The Medrash in Eicha Rabbah, commenting on this pasuk, tells us that even more precious than the Zakenim, than the Chachamim, and then eventually the Sanhedrin, which was sent into Galus, at all those times, Shechina remained in Eretz Yisrael. But says the Medrash, when Olaleha, when the children were taken and captive, taken out of Eretz Yisrael, only at that point, says the Medrash, was it Shechinta Begalusa, did the Shechina leave Eretz Yisrael. In other words, when we think about Chas V'Shalom, horrible pain and terrible atrocities against children, it's not just that it's the most painful thing for us. It was also the most painful thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only, of course, during the time of the Churban, but as a theme also that recurs in the Kinos, something throughout history. Perhaps the most graphic, or certainly one of the most graphic and vivid Kinos that we'll read tomorrow, is Kina Tazayin, number 16, which speaks in great detail about the wicked acts of Titus HaRosha. And in fact, towards the end of that Kina, we'll speak about the children that were taken captive. And again, it'll be only in short and poetic allusion in the Kina. But what the Kina there describes when it talks about being captive and sent to Eretz Butz is a comment, a tragic story that's repeated both in the Gemara as well as the Medrash, in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, at the time of the second Churban, when three boats, according to some counts, it was about 400 children, young boys and girls, were sent on separate boats, the boats for boys and boats for girls, and they were being taken, says the Gemara, to Rome to be put in captivity. And the Gemara speaks, unfortunately, very graphically about the very immoral things that they were going to be forced to do in Rome. Somehow, the children knew about this. And the Gemara and the Medrash speak very inspirationally and emotionally, but the children couldn't imagine being taken to such degradation, and that the children, according to one version, who was first the girls and then the boys, all, after having received by divine inspiration a baskol, an assurance that they would nevertheless go to Gan Eden, all jumped into the deep seas and killed themselves, al kiddush Hashem. And it's on that particular event which the Chazal, which the Medrash appropriates words also from Megillas Eicha, which we'll read shortly, which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point could no longer contain himself and cried out, woe is to me. Just like it is for us, Lahavdil, for the Rabbonu Shel Olam, it's one thing to speak about an atrocity in the abstract, it's one thing to see an atrocity within adults, but to see and to witness this happening to children is just too much, even for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, while it's a theme of the Kinos and of Eicha and of Tisha B'Av, is actually not something that's unique to Tisha B'Av or limited to the story of the Churban. In a drasha given in the summer, Parshas Chukas, 1942, in the Warsaw Ghetto, the Piasetzner Rebbe Unbeknownst to him, it was only a few short months before he was deported. The Warsaw Ghetto was liquidated on Tisha B'Av, 1942, short while later. Shabbos Chazon, the drusha he gave in 1942, turned out to be the last drusha in the Sefer Eish Kodesh, the last drusha given in the Warsaw Ghetto. So just a little bit before that, Parshas Chukas, he spoke about specifically the role of children in Yiddishkeit. And he spoke then, the Rebbe did, about how every human being from the time of Adam HaRishon has built into his or her nature a desire for eternity, for Nitzchius. But that since Chet Adam HaRishon, death is introduced into the world and people cannot achieve it. It's just not possible for a human being to live forever. However, says the Eish Kodesh, at that moment, also built into the human psyche for all eternity, became that powerful desire to have children for the most primal reason, to be able to give each person a sense of Nitzchius. Says the Rebbe, it's not just individual people or individual families, but basing himself on comments in the Zohar, he says that it's children which are the Nitzchius of the Jewish people. It's not just as a family, but writ large. The future, the eternity, the guarantee of hope for all of the Jewish people always resides in his children. And therefore, said the Rebbe, it's no surprise that our enemies throughout the generations have always targeted children. Going back to, he quotes, the first Xeros of Paro, Alatinoko Shel Yisrael, right? Kol Habena Yilod, throw into the Nile. And then he continues, and like so many other passages in this special Sefer Eish Kodesh, it resonates so powerfully with us because we know, perhaps to some extent, almost even better than they did then, because of all the documentation and the various shows and movies and all the things that we've seen, we know what he was referring to when he speaks about how also, not only throughout generations, Tamid Ha'achzarios Shosone Yisrael is B'yichud Al Yalde Yisrael, says the cruelty of our enemies is always expressed specifically to our children. Therefore, he says, also L'davon Libenu Ro'im Anu Gam Ata Sh'al Kol Ha'achzarios, but all the horrible cruelties that are being poured out Aleinu Beis Yisrael, V'achzarios Al Habonim V'Habonos Hakatanim Olos Aleihem Oy Mehayalanu. It wasn't just in the time of the Churban, it wasn't just in the time of Paro, and it wasn't even just in the time of the Eish Kodesh. Ad Hayom Hazeh, somehow when you think about even over the last 15 years, the most horrible terrorist attacks in Eretz Yisrael, somehow, sometimes it was very clearly, deliberately, and sometimes it seems that evil just knows how to find its way, but children seem to be invariably attacked. Whether it was a young boy from our own community of Ramat Beit Shemesh not long ago, whether it was an unborn child to a 40 plus year old woman who had been trying for years to have children and finally conceived and was killed along with her unborn baby in Bulgaria a little over a week ago, and so many countless other examples where the children of the Jewish people have been targeted for attack and cruelty by our enemies. I want to conclude by making reference to the other big event that's just around the corner that's captured the attention of the entire Jewish world, and that is the Siyum HaShas. Why do I mention the Siyum HaShas tonight? Because at least in the United States, from the mid-1970s, every Siyum HaShas has been dedicated to the Kedoshim of the Shoah. And there's always at least one reference, at least one, if not multiple references, at the Siyum HaShas to the Holocaust and to the Kedoshim. So in particular, three Siyumim of Gob in 1990, Rav Schwab, Zichrono Livracha, when he spoke, didn't just speak, and he is again, of course, somebody from German background, family was directly affected by the Holocaust. He wrote a kina for the Holocaust. But there in that Siyum in 1990, Schwab dedicated his speech to the 1 million plus children who were killed in the Holocaust. And he made reference to an amazing and powerful one phrase in the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah and Dav Gimel Amud Beis, which discusses different times of the day. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? And the Gemara discusses that in the fourth hour, my Ovid, Yoshevu Malameh Tinokos Shel Beis Rabban Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rebbe, he's teaching children Torah. And if that's not an emotional enough image, Rashi adds, Shemesu Kishehen Ketanim. That's not obvious when you read the Gemara. But Rashi says it's specific. There's a specific schar, a specific zechus that's reserved for the children throughout all of Jewish history who've been murdered al kiddush Hashem, and that for all eternity they remain bound up as close as can be with the Rabbono Shel Olam, who is their personal Rebbe. Rav Schwab in that speech described reading from the memoir literature of a person who had an amazing story. We know how many amazing stories there are from the Holocaust, people who got saved. No one got saved with a boring story. But this particular person had been in a gas chamber, and the gas did not malfunction. Was the only person who was able somehow to survive from that particular event. And in the memoir literature, when he's describing, among other things, this particular event and how he's miraculously saved, he reports that one of the last things he heard as the showers were turning on was a little boy crying to his mother, "Mama, bin ich nicht alle gemol, a gitte jingle? Wasn't I always a good boy? Mama, bin ich nicht alle gemol gewen, a gitte jingle?" This is a haunting question, not only for that mother, that horrible moment, but I would say for all of us. It's a question that we all have to ask this year, as every year on Tisha B'Av. Why the children? There's so much we can understand, maybe, but the children? You have an explanation for the children? You could understand what happened to the children? This is a question which there is no answer to. And yet for all of our questions and all of our pain, the Gemara promises us that that boy, the ones on the bus, the ones in the school in France, the hundreds on the Roman boats, the Fogel children, and all of the other countless children killed al kiddush Hashem, they've all been gathered into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's loving arms, caressed tenderly, and invited to join the shir, to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as their personal teacher. Rav Schwab concluded with the words of the Hadron. We say in every siyum, Hadron Alach V'Hadrach Alan, which of course literally means, we will return to you and you will return to us. But Rav Schwab explained that that event, in a manner of speaking, what else could the word, the Shoresh, mean? From Hadar, from beauty. And he said, Hadron Alach, to the children of the Shoah and all Kedoshei Yisrael, of children throughout the years, Hadron Alach, our beauty is on you. All of the Torah, all of the Hadar in our lives, the Siyam HaShas that we're a week away from celebrating, all of the mitzvahs, all the zchuyos, Alach, it's on you, it's in your zechus. Whatever we have, whatever we can do, it's in the zechus of the children and their Mesiras Nefesh. And then he concluded, equally true, Hadrach Alon. Your beauty, your face, your story, your memory, Alon, must be on us. We cannot forget And he promised, as we should, that we will never forget them, never forget the Kedoshim, and especially Olaleha, we'll never forget the children. So it's my request to this Tzibur, as we begin now the next 24 hours together, that we should dedicate our learning, our davening, our Avodas Hashem, this Tisha B'Av, to the children of the Churban, the children of the Shoah, to the children of the recent terrorism in Arzenu HaKadosha, and to all of the children who have been Kedosha Yisrael. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't forgotten them, and we dare not forget them either.